Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
I'm really not going to talk about Build Back Better anymore because I think I've been very clear on that. There is no negotiations going on at this time.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation. That's what we're seeing in meat and poultry, in those industries now.
If Senate Republicans continue to abuse the filibuster to prevent this body from acting, then the Senate must adapt.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 145.
All right, glad you're with us. Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, I want to remind you, and we played it the last hour, so I won't replay what we said on this radio program in real time condemning rioting. Very consistent with our condemnation of rioting in the summer of 2020. I'm going to play a series of montages in a second, but let me remind you of what I said on January 6th last year.
Let me stop here and be crystal clear. Those who truly support President Trump, those that believe they are part of the conservative movement in this country, we do not support those that commit acts of violence. People we don't believe should be vandalizing our nation's capital, attacking the brave men and women that keep us safe in law enforcement. They don't storm the Capitol. They don't place pipe bombs at the RNC or anywhere else. And all of today's perpetrators must be arrested and prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Just like the 2020 rioters should have been, and they mostly have not been. Let me play a rather long montage. Let's take a trip down memory lane, because there's no committee looking into the 574 riots that took place nationwide that caused billions in property damage, dozens of dead Americans, and thousands of cops injured, pelted with bricks, rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails, and worse. Just to remind you, no investigation, no committee, and at the time, no condemnation of the Democrats. Why? I can only assume it's because it's the base of their party. You decide.
We support the right of peaceful protesters, and we hear their pleas. What we are now seeing on the streets of our cities has nothing to do with justice or with peace.
I saw people converging on the police vehicle. I saw people throwing things at the police vehicle. That is not peaceful protest.
It's real bogus. They got to get it right. I mean, otherwise, this was going to happen. And ain't nothing left here. So when we start coming to the suburbs, when we come to the government center, then what y'all going to do? You see what I'm saying? So, hey, that's just what's going to happen, you know? Hey, the police.
Many of these protests have been largely peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Now we go in the Commons House, and we going to choke that too. We going to fuck it all up. Matter of fact, we got a two-for-one rule. One of ours,
Who are yours?
I'm looking at those live pictures next to you, and they seem very peaceful.
There are always folks on the fringes of protests that do the things that we don't like.
A few people who break a few windows and burn a few cars.
They just threw something on fire, Chris, a firecracker. Something's on fire.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day.
Keep it tight!
Keep it tight!
Adele! Behind you!
Certain dates echo throughout history, including dates that instantly remind all who have lived through them where they were and what they were doing. September 11th, 2001, and January 6th, 2021.
About the federal government being in our city.
You took it out! Violence across the whole country. Do you disavow the violence from Antifa that's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth that's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
Good morning. Just a few minutes ago, we did get confirmation from a spokesperson for the Chicago Police Department that the police-involved shooting here was related to the looting. The officers were attempting to stop these looters. Police say that the offenders fired shots at the officers, and then officers returned fire.
Those involved must be held accountable.
Every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground.
Every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground. I'd be trying to walk in the living room. I want to see him and be like, man, all I got is a picture now. And I'm going, and I love you with all my heart. You know, I talk to him in the morning in the showers. I tell him, man, I just wish that you would have just stayed home that night.
The pain and scars from that day run deep.
Can I get up? Enough is enough. Can I get up? Enough is enough.
That's a pep.
That's the summer of 2020. There's no investigation. Now, a big part of the argument of Democrats is the legitimacy of questioning and daring to question the legitimacy of elections. Okay, let's work our way backwards. Let's start with Donald Trump. And we played earlier what Kamala Harris said, he was illegitimately elected. Let's remember, we went through 4 years of hell with the Trump-Russia collusion lie perpetrated by Hillary and her dirty Russian disinformation dossier. But let's go backwards and let's play the Democrats when Trump got elected.
Do you think Donald Trump's win was legitimate?
Protect the lies.
So is the election legit?
The election is by this intrusion?
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You do not consider him a legitimate president.
Does he think that Democrats should put this away, this whole idea of legitimate, illegitimate?
The president's not going to get in the middle of this right now.
I get it, but you didn't answer the question. Yeah. Is Donald Trump legitimate?
I think there's a cloud of questions around what happened and his ties to Russia.
There could be clouds of questions, and we disagree on things, but honestly, I mean, yes or no, is he the legitimately elected president of the United States when he raises his hand?
We're counting on our law enforcement community to get to the bottom of these questions. He also won't.
Do you agree with John Lewis? Do you agree that Donald Trump is, in effect, not a legitimate president?
I think that there's no question that the process that elected him was not legitimate.
You agree with John Lewis on what
yes.
point?
Elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate for all the reasons.
Okay.
I believe, Congressman, that Donald Trump will legitimate
legitimacy question. The legitimacy questions come up.
You say he will be president of the United States, but you're at least reluctant to say he will be the legitimate president of the United States. Is that right?
He is going to be president.
But isn't it more difficult now to work together when you've said flatly he's not even a legitimate president?
No,
I don't recognize
that.
His legitimacy. John Lewis said that.
John Lewis said that. No,
you believe he's a legitimate president?
Well, he was elected.
On the fact that Donald Trump can't stand out, he's not a legitimate president.
And
that he won fewer votes than Hillary Clinton.
Can't bear to tell him the truth.
And now the delegitimization of the presidency is taking hold within the country.
Do you think it was a legitimate election?
I think that there are lots of questions about its legitimacy.
The 2016 election wasn't legitimate. What does it mean to say it's not legitimate? It was not a legitimate election. What, you think it was a legitimate election? All the time here, Donna, my question to you is, was it a legitimate election? Does it count?
My personal view is that it was not a legitimate election.
So it doesn't count?
That was for Trump. Democrats say that questioning an election caused what happened on January 6th. They're the experts at calling elections illegitimate. We have Stacey Abrams. We'll get to her in a minute. But let's take you back to the year 2000. Listen to the Democrats then.
I must object because of the overwhelming evidence of official misconduct, deliberate fraud, and an attempt to suppress voter turnout.
Mr. President, I rise in objection to the Florida electoral votes, and I rise to object to the process that indeed that the voters do count.
Mr. President, I have an objection. It is in writing and signed by myself and several of my constituents.
I stand for the purpose of objecting to the counting of the vote from the state of Florida.
Mr. President, I rise on behalf of the Congressional Black Caucus to object to the 25 electoral votes from Florida.
Mr. President, it is in writing and signed by myself on behalf of the many disenfranchised people in the state of Florida, and it is signed along with many of my other colleagues from the House.
Mr. President, I want to voice my objection.
Mr. President, I have an objection.
I have an objection to the electoral votes from Florida.
It is in writing. It is signed by myself on behalf of my diverse constituents and the millions of Americans who have been disenfranchised by Florida's inaccurate vote count, with my House colleagues.
Mr. President, I have an objection at the desk to Florida's 25 electoral votes.
I have an objection. Mr. President, it is in writing and signed by myself on behalf of many of the diverse constituents in our country, especially those in the 9th Congressional District, and all American voters who recognize that the Supreme Court, not the people of the United States.
I can keep going. Stacey Abrams never accepted the results of 2018. Democrats love her. Listen.
To watch an elected official who claims to represent the people in this state baldly pin his hopes for election on the suppression of the people's democratic right to vote has been truly appalling. So let's be clear. This is not a speech of concession.
We had this little election back in 2018, and despite the final tally and the inauguration and the situation we find ourselves in, I do have one very affirmative statement to make. We won. And I believe was a stolen election. And I'm not saying they stole it from me. They stole it from the voters of Georgia.
Okay, you get the point. But that's what they're trying to claim. There were people, whistleblowers, that signed affidavits. Nobody, I thought we liked whistleblowers. I thought they were courageous. Apparently, they're not courageous. Anyway, let's go to our busy telephones. Gary, California. What's up, Gary? How are you? We have about a minute.
Hello, Sean. I thank you for taking my call. Been trying to call in. Never got through, but appreciate it. Now, listen, I want to tell you, you're absolutely right. President Trump wanted to be have National Guards in to keep the peace over there. There was a setup. You know darn good and well that Antifa got in there dressed like patriots and went and did their thing. But people don't, I think they forgot about when President Trump wanted to have Brett Kavanaugh elected, to have him go into for SCOTUS, that these guys went in there, Democrats went in there and rioted while the Capitol was in session. And they forgot all about that. There's nobody's throwing stones at each other. That, you know, if we go back to some of this stuff, I think a lot of this is we have a uniparty. We don't have Democrats, we don't have Republicans. Everybody's sleeping in bed together up there, except for a few choice that we all know who stands behind Trump that's actually a true patriot. President Trump was a very true patriot that we've had as a president in a very, very long time.
You know, it is an amazing thing that Donald Trump would offer Democrats in these cities with all this violence in the summer of 2020, all the help they needed to stop the violence and protect property and protect people's lives. And Democrats, they rejected it. You're going to meet a guy in the next hour and on TV tonight that actually Donald Trump signed the order for the National Guard, and that we have letters signed by Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C. saying they refuse to take the help. I'm having a heart, the defund, dismantle, no bail mentality, and the disaster that is predictably following it. I wish I had more time. All right, we'll come back. More phone calls coming up straight ahead. We'll take a U-turn a little bit in the bottom of the half hour. Planes being, you know, illegal immigrants now in Pennsylvania, the latest state. It's happening all over the country. Listen, you don't just vote in November. You vote every day with the money you spend and the companies you spend it with. And if you still are using AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, why are you paying for these overpriced wireless carriers, by the way, that probably don't support our candidates and values? Why are you supporting them when you can get the exact same 5G network, the exact same cell towers, keep your exact same cell phone number, have the exact number of bars, and pay half price? Average family saving about $1,000 a year, close to it. Anyway, it's simple to do. That's what Pure Talk is offering you, the exact same service as the big carriers. You start saving 50% off right away. Just dial #250 on your cell, say the keyword save now. You know, why pay money? Look, everything's costing more. This is one way you can save real money. #250 on your cell, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Coast to coast, border to border, Sean Hannity is on the radio right now.
All right, time for a quick call here as we say hi to Carl is in North Carolina. What's up, Carl? How are you?
Hi, Sean. Really glad to have a chance to talk with you. Been a fan for decades.
Thank you, my friend.
I really like the way you applaud. I mean, I applaud the way you you always talk about the many things we need to do to tighten up our election security. And I'd just like to add a couple to that, if I could, please. We also need to minimize or eliminate the most vulnerable electronic parts of our scanning, tabulating, and reporting. And in cleaning the rolls, which you have touched on, we need to canvas, which will help us clean up the rolls. North Carolina, where I live, is one of 7 states that actually had enough names added to it that there were more names on the registration rolls than there are people in our state 18 and up. And what that does, it has a threefold benefit. It makes it harder for them to cheat, makes it easier for us to catch them, and it's also waking up people, and the numbers keep climbing We now know that 61% of all Americans realized the election was stolen.
I said last year, this is what everybody's job is. Get your state legislatures to get this right. And the things I've outlined, if you want to add things to it, that's fine. But I think it's pretty comprehensive, and we could have integrity in elections. Scott in Albany, exactly, New York. We have less than a minute. Scott, you're up.
How are you?
You got less than a minute. Go.
Hey, it's great to meet you, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to mention, today I was kind of looking over the insurrection ceremony, thinking about, you know, how that was, and to your point, treason. And I started thinking to myself, you know, we can't have that. But then I also started to remember, like you have pointed out, is how many times we thought about when some people in another party try to take down a sitting U.S. president, how we forget. You know what I mean? That really, really kind of bothered me. And the people in the insurrection, I looked on the website, there were no charges for any major offenses. I mean, there were some, but there was nothing.
No, it was mostly trespassing, et cetera, et cetera. You're right.
I think
most people probably got caught up in the moment, but there were probably a couple of organizers, but there's always bad actors in every big crowd, right?
Man, it's taken me 47 years to perfect doing nothing. I had to become president to show you I could do that better than anybody. Joe Biden, the most dangerous man in America. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
I'm 25 now until the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we'll get to your calls here in a second. I don't want to avoid some of the other issues of the day, as Congressman Dan Muser of Pennsylvania rightly wants to know why the Biden administration, just like they've been doing in every other state pretty much, flying illegal immigrants into the country and into his state of Pennsylvania in the dead of night. Now, of course, well, we call them 2 a.m. early morning flights, Jen Psaki once said famously. Anyway, WFMZ is reporting that at least five flights carrying illegal immigrants landed in airports in Scranton and Allentown in the last few weeks. Dan Muser, the congressman, his district borders the two regions where the flights landed, is rightly demanding answers from the DHS Secretary Mayorkas, and he's concerned about these reports. The government does this. Now what happens? Now the state of Pennsylvania, just like the state of New York, like the state of Florida, like Texas and every other state, they now are responsible for food, water, shelter, healthcare, education of the illegal immigrants aided and abetted by Joe Biden, because they now have, well, it's basically process and come on in illegally and we'll help you. That's what it is. No mandates, no vaccine mandates, no coronavirus testing, nothing. I mean, it's pretty amazing. You might remember Jen Psaki dodging Peter Ducey's question over these late night migrant flights.
Why is the administration flying thousands of migrants from the border to Florida and New York in the middle of the night?
Well, I'm not sure that it's in the middle of the night, but let me tell you what's happening here. It is our
4:29 a.m.
Well,
early in the morning.
Here we are talking about early flights, earlier than you might like to take a flight. It is our legal responsibility to safely care for unaccompanied children until they can be swiftly unified with a parent or a vetted sponsor. And that's something we take seriously. We have a moral obligation to do that and deliver on that. As a part of the unification process, our Office of Refugee Resettlement facilitates travel for children in its custody to their families or sponsors across the country.
Okay, Congressman Dan Muser joins us. What's the update there? Obviously, this is happening all across the country, and you rightly are asking and demanding answers. Have you gotten any yet?
Yeah, hey, Sean. Thanks. Great being with you. This is a really important subject. People need to know what's going on from the Biden administration and their HHS as well as DHS. Yeah. They're flying these as clandestinely as possible. And I'll tell you what, if Jen Psaki, we haven't heard a word from her since then, if she was so proud and thought this was such a wonderful policy. Why aren't they talking about it more? You know, riddle me that, Jen. We've had over 12 flights. We've tracked at least 12 to 13 into Allentown and Wilkes-Barre, Scranton. Each flight has about 150 persons on it, all illegals. They get dispersed by shuttle bus, as you stated, in the middle of the night, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Christmas night, it was about 7:30 p.m., followed by a 10 p.m. flight. So, you know, the people in my district and throughout Pennsylvania, I think the country, are very outraged. We've got over 2,000 illegals being landed in our neck of the woods. They won't tell us. I did get a meeting with HHS because when it comes to minors, unaccompanied minors, DHS puts it, gives the authority and jurisdiction to HHS. And so HHS is stuck with carrying out these awful policies of Joe Biden, which is where this all starts. But there's no reason to do it in such a secretive manner. And they somewhat agreed with me on that in our discussion. They did say they do their best to COVID screen and COVID test, which, you know, frankly, leads me into something else.
What does COVID screening mean? They take a, you know, one of those temperatures that they point at your forehead and say, oh, you're OK, get on the plane?
More or less, that's what it needs to be, because not only they diverted over $2 billion over the course of the last 5 months from HHS, and this is documented, for stockpiling of COVID tests, and diverted those funds for the use for unaccompanied minors for their role in handling Biden's awful policies of distributing and resettling illegals throughout our country. So because of this, we have lines, and I mean a mile to 2 miles, in northeast and central Pennsylvania for testing right now. And meanwhile, they diverted these billions of dollars for this clandestine purpose. I mean, it doesn't really get any worse than this.
It really doesn't. And thanks to Trump, Biden's illegal migrants are finally being sent back home because Reuters pointed out the U.S. On Wednesday began the Trump era policy of stay in Mexico. And he lost. But that had to be forced by the courts to make happen.
Right.
It's pretty unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And it was forced.
And by the way, who's going to pay for the do the people that they're flying in? Do they have any money? Do they have any housing? Do they have any food, water?
Yep.
Do they have any health care? Do they have any educational opportunities? Or is that up to the taxpayers of Pennsylvania?
And that's what an open border policy does. We don't have a refugee problem. We have an open border policy. And when you have the welfare system, the health care, and the wage opportunity we have here, it's like pushing against the ocean. It's never going to stop. And the eyewitnesses, and that's the only way we found out about this, just from rumors and friends that we had at the airport, said, you got to see this. We got flights coming in with kids coming off the plane dressed like they're in South Texas and coming onto the tarmac, going back in the planes because the flights were late. The people at the airport are asking the buses where they're going. They got only one. They were told that they couldn't say. Once they said Brooklyn. So, you know, we understand, and HHS somewhat confirmed to me that they were primarily going into the New York metropolitan area. But really quick, back to the Remain in Mexico. Do you know the Biden administration, I'm sure you do, just filed to fight the Supreme Court order against Remain in Mexico? I mean, they are advocating. They like this. They are advocating for their open border, while at the same time, the American people should know they're advocating for open elections. Okay, they go hand in hand.
Yeah. Congressman, thank you. It's a problem that we have now all throughout the country in all the states, and we need to call attention to it, and obviously we're not. Anyway, we continue our coverage of all that happened. By the way, somebody handed me this. Apparently CNN, a guest, said, this is a bad day for Donald Trump, a bad week for Donald Trump. They need January 6th to be a thing so bad that they can pretend things are falling apart under Biden. Somebody sent that out. This is all as serious as you would believe it to be. You know, and as I've said at the beginning of the program today, is what we really are witnessing here today. And by the way, I played earlier my comments in real time. This can't happen. We can't have rioting in the Capitol. We can't have elected officials in jeopardy, physical harm, or we can't have law enforcement officers. All things I said in real time. And if you're a conservative, I said it that night on January 6th on TV. If you're a Trump supporter, this is not who we are. This is not what we stand for. But we've been consistent. You know, we've spoken out about the riots of 2020. Where do you see what we put together for you tonight on TV, on Hannity at 9 Eastern on the Fox News channel? You know, this idea of questioning election integrity. What did the Democrats do to George W. Bush? They never stopped questioning the legitimacy of his presidency. What did they do to Trump in 2016? They dragged this country through nearly 4 years of hell with lies about Trump-Russia collusion, all led by Hillary Clinton's dirty, bought and paid for Russian disinformation dossier. You know, the double standard is beyond palpable. You know, Democrats have done it in 2000, 2016. Stacey Abrams, we have the montage of her, you know, claiming she didn't lose. And then this is now supposed to be the predicate of all of this. You know, the sad part of what this committee is doing, that is, and I told you this is what the week would be, you know, the media mob, the Democrats this week, this is all they want to talk about. They can't talk about anything else of substance. They can't talk about their COVID policy being a grand success. They can't talk about the borders being a grand success. They can't talk about their energy policies, their economic policies giving us inflation at a 40-year high. They can't talk about they can't really identify a single thing that Joe Biden has done that has been successful. You know, if they really cared, you know, about rioting, where were they in the summer of 2020? I gave those numbers out earlier in the program. So here, you know, you have exploitation, something Joe Biden has never done in his 500,000-year career. And that is talk about election integrity. And now they would like to exploit this and have a purge of Donald Trump from the Republican Party, but also this effort now to make sure that he can never run again, because that's what they're trying to do. All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue. We'll get to your calls coming up straight ahead. 800-941-SHAWN on number as we continue.
Final hour roundup is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the final hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.